Hello, everybody. This is Frank, Iron Age News. It's the 17th of January. Happy Martin Luther King Day for those of you who went out and did something useful yesterday. Today, I'm going to go over something that occurred on Sunday. I was able to attend a conference up in Palm Beach County for an organization called Citizens for National Security. The speaker was Michael Pillsbury, a well-known China expert working with the government of the United States for decades. He has put out another book. He's put out a couple of books. And now this is his newer one. He's working on another one after this. The book is called The 100-Year Marathon. That's Michael. And unfortunately, it sort of validates everything that myself and a number of other people have been saying about the attitude of the People's Republic of China towards the West in general, the United States in specific, which is world domination. Now, it's one thing to hear it from me or a guy in a tinfoil hat or something like that. It's another thing to hear it from a seasoned veteran and advisor to every president since Nixon. He does realize, just as maybe we didn't realize it then. I realized it at one point, but you know, who cares what I think? The Chinese have always played possum with us as far as what their intended goals were at the end of the day. And the intended goal is, of course, world domination. It's not subjugation of us economically. It's subjugation of the rest of the world to the Chinese Communist Empire. Yeah, right? Didn't see that coming, did you? But it's true. And we've seen, you know, we've been talking about it for years. The issue that has been occurring and the number one facilitator, I'm not giving away anything. You've got to get this book. I get no money for it. And I don't know the man personally. I was able to get one question in at the end and verified what I wanted to know. And what we've had happen here is their adherence to their original philosophy coming back even before Mao, which was they're very upset going back to the opium wars, that we rubbed their noses into it. And they were called the sick man of Asia and things like that, meaning that they weren't really that tough, which they weren't, but obviously their resentment was. And it's carried through up to the present day. They have been running unrestricted warfare. That if you ever hear of five-generation warfare, there's five generations of warfare. They are running every one of them at us, up to and including American casualties, which they're doing through third-party actors. That they sort of float away from that topic here, because that would be too much for you to know that the United States government has aided the expansion of communist China at every fucking step of the way. Nixon had a misread and it moved along from there. And the number one custodian of that, Kissinger, is mentioned a couple times, Kissinger. And that he still shows up, you know, at the White House when there's a new president sniffing around, doing whatever. I do believe that, as Christopher Hitchens had mentioned, the man should have been tried for war crimes. His extended warfare into other countries in Southeast Asia during Vietnam, the incursions into certain places in South America, which are unrestricted. Unrestricted due to the fact that Congress was not involved in it. We could have stayed out of a lot of freaking fiascos if everybody had been on board and declared war once in a while. You don't do that. The Kissinger playbook is still felt at this moment. Look at how we run things still, right? Everything's covert, everything's secret, everything's need to know. And who the hell needs to know? Nobody. Because if nobody knows, nobody can screw it up. The reason that this makes his book is, well, there's a lot of hate China books out. He's not hating China. He's not even hating. He's regretting some things because he was there. He tried to get it done, couldn't get it done. Political expediency has been a major problem in the United States. There's no continued doctrine in China. There's what they call this 100-year marathon, which is to take us apart by 2049. They'll be standing on the throat of the Americans, says they are no longer a threat to anybody but themselves. They have infiltrated, I don't know how many politicians. They talked about that in the lecture. I believe you'll see there's a couple issues of spy stories in here. Nothing was given that was off the record. Everything was discussed for those of you who were spying, because there was at least one guy who didn't look right. Nothing that was given up that was not covered under open source information. Nothing that was given up that was not covered in the book. And the book, as you can see at the beginning, has been cleared through the Central Intelligence Agency and their censorship board. Who knew they had that going on, right? So if you have the opportunity to pick this book up, I suggest you do. If you've already had theories on how things were going on, this may help you connect some dots as to, you know, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? Why do they continue to do this, that, and the other thing? The issue has been that the Chinese have made it so sweet for these large corporations to deal with them. The corporations themselves, while treasonous, don't even see it that way half the time. Individuals, however treasonous, also say, well, you know, I'm working for a big corporation. The liability ultimately really relies on the stockholders. The stockholders aren't out there making you deal with known communist agents. They aren't making you sell documents. They aren't making the United States government hand over security information that it should have no business handing over to an enemy of the state, let alone an ally. These are all in here. Like I said, it's a good read. It goes, trying to give you an end note on it because I didn't get to the final end. But well researched, tons of notes on it because, like I said, this guy's been in business for a long time. About 238 pages. You'll go right through it. He's fluent in Mandarin. I'll include, since this is going to be the, if you're getting this on the website instead of on the social media stuff, I'll include this other video or two of him at Oxford Student Union, which was actually very good. I don't see a lot of stuff on him out there talking, I guess, because, you know, he's not young. But the fact of the matter is, he's probably been sidelined in a way. You can always have a dissenting voice as long as it's not dissenting too much. And, you know, that's pretty much going to be the extent of it. As to the meetings itself, I have been going to them for a little while because you have to give disclaimer. I joined the lecture circuit. They have like five or so lectures a year during tourist season. It's held in a nice location. Everybody that speaks there, excuse me, aggravated about this. Everybody that speaks there, academic or government/government academic, everybody knows what they're talking about. If you have questions, you come in there and you can get answers. Unless it's the CIA people, they don't want to tell you too much shit. But I would say if Michael Pillsbury, I'll see if he has a website. I don't think he did. Maybe he does. I just didn't see it. If he has anything where it mentions lectures coming up near you, he lives up there. He lives near Washington somewhere because he's been on Fox like once or twice because they don't want to admit as well that the United States government created this monster. And the politicians that have been suborned through bribery and sex and everything else, we know who they are. That's why you're seeing this lag on, a lot of the lag on Hunter Biden is going to have to do with the Chinese. You know, they know that they've sold some girl to some congressman somewhere, or they've given money to whoever. They're in there saying, you do not want this to happen. You know, even though, you know, their perception and his perception was at the end, and this is actually a good thing. That's why I'm going to include this other video. It says something that says Trump, I'll try to find it again. It says Trump, man says Trump was weak, right? In the video near the end, you know, because he had an opportunity, if Trump had won the next election, which he did, Mr. Pillsbury would have probably been the ambassador to China. That's what he says. Got to believe him, right? In this other thing, he mentions that the Chinese started to construe Trump as weak because he didn't like put Strzok to death and stuff like that. And as it went along, he said, I think they realized that Trump was alone. Now, they didn't realize Trump was alone. They knew Trump was alone. They were probably figuring everybody would have buckled down and, you know, got back with being Americans. They did not. They went with their communist masters and full-on assault, at which point they say the Chinese were no longer afraid. They were looking at the next president. That's the line that I was like, what? This was in the video. This wasn't in the actual. I didn't see the video till afterwards, or I would have asked him specifically, do you think that they knew that they were going to fix that election at that point? So they said, F Trump, we're just going to roll with it. Now, that's a question I'd like to ask, and now I got to write it down in case I do see him again. So that's about all. I mean, that's a lot, right? You know, we've been destroyed all these years. And then sucking us into one debacle after another. You know, they're mentioning Korea. Like, oh, they told us not to go a certain distance. They never did. We lost thousands of people, Chosin Reservoir, northern part of Korea, things like that. Vietnam, again, there they were. Places in Africa, they've been there. They're now in Central and South America. They're killing 10 to 20,000 kids a month or whatever it is with fentanyl. And nobody is stopping them. Because what? They didn't send us a piece of paper that says we're at war with you? And they swear that they aren't? They are now building, from what they understand, the target for the Chinese nuclear weapons production is 100 warheads a year. They've been digging silos for 300 new ICBMs because you can put 20 warheads on a missile. Does this sound like shit that people are doing that are going to be peaceful and aren't worried about things? They don't want to fight. You guys have to read Sun Tzu. They'd rather the politicians that they have bribed and bent the arms of and things like that, and even the fucked up citizenry who doesn't know how good they have it, to turn the damn country over. They can do without us, kind of. They'd like to keep, obviously with Taiwan, you want to keep Taiwan intact. They're expecting their people to turn Taiwan over to them. They're supposedly a hugely payrolled group of Chinese living in Taiwan that are trying to have a rapprochement and join China again because they don't like the constant badgering, right? China right now, in my mind, I didn't get a chance to talk to him about it. They are living a Ponzi scheme. Everybody else tells you, well, they're in a situation. They are in a situation, but as long as their situation holds out longer than ours does, they win. You have to look at it this way. There's a group that wants to destroy. It's taken 100 years to destroy your country. And they were really mad at the English. But they're mad at us too. So what did they do to the English? The English ought to ask that question, right? So a lot of stuff in there. Good book. Liking it. Anybody who's telling you about investment values in China right now, say, how long have you been a trader to the United States? And they'll just put it off and they'll say, you don't understand the investment. Yeah, I understand a Ponzi scheme. How long have you been a trader to the United States? That's all you have to say. I would invest in India before I'd invest in China. Sorry about that spitting. But I would. I would put money in India before China. A lot of these other things that they say they have that we don't, bullshit. They don't have arable land. They don't have access to ore to make steel. They don't have access to coal to make coking, to make a coking coal so that they can make steel. They have none of that. They have to import everything. They're a really big version of England without any of the scenic shit. And if this is how they play, then there's the gloves should come off on our side. Easy enough to do. People are like, well, then we have to conquer them with shy diplomacy. No, we don't. We just build up the infrastructure of the United States and then push more manufacturing to be done here. Enforce the Jones Act. don't allow these ships into the country if they're not 80% made, manned, and flagged in the United States. It's going to cost some money at the beginning, but do you all want to be speaking Mandarin on their way to that bamboo cage? Because they'd love to do that shit. I don't know why anybody never saw how it happened in Cambodia. The same thing would happen here. They're not going to keep you alive. They only want the land. It means destruction of your civilization to the Chinese is like destruction of an ant colony in the yard when you step on it. That's who you're playing against. You don't want to believe it? Live at your own peril, okay? This is not like the Iranians or anything like that. It's a whole different ball game, and it's surprising Iran hangs on to the coattails of these maniacs, because at the end of the day, they have to go too. There's no room in communism for some third-rate religion, as far as they're concerned. So all of you Islamics out there that are dealing with the Chinese and are using takfiri, whatever bullshit from Sharia, that you're using that devil to get to another devil, you should be killing the devil you can get your hands on right now, which is the Russians and the Chinese. Worry about us later, because we'll tolerate your shit. You want to get out there and have to slug it out like a bunch of men, that's what you're going to have to do with the Chinese and the Russians if you keep letting it go. But that's just me. What do I know? So anyway, have a good day. If you can, South Florida conservatives, things are starting to come up over there. There's more things being added. And end of the month, I think we're going to have, there's a naval security operation going on down near the beach. That's what it is, supposedly. So we're going to start having more interviews closer to the election. We're going to have more information about the elections. We're going to get some of the candidates to come to be interviewed as well. So if you're in Dade, Broward, or Palm Beach County, especially, we're going to try to cover that area and, of course, do all this other stuff that gets done. All right. So that's about it. And have a good day. Talk to you later.